You are listening to the 1440 Podcast. 1440 is the youth ministry of Eagle Mountain Church in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information and for more resources, visit 1440.com.
Thank you, Father. There was somebody during that time of tongue and interpretation that you said in yourself, I could do that. Given the chance, I could do that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I know that there is another message in tongues. I know that it's in me. I know that there is another message in tongues. But it's not an adult that's supposed to give it. And it's also not a student who normally is active either in platform ministry or public ministry. It's somebody, and you, if I'm just going to say it the way I hear the Holy Spirit saying it, if anybody else at any other time had said you did this, everybody would have been like, what? Them? You kidding me? But it's time for you to come out of yourself. So if that was you, I'm not going to talk you up. If you decide to respond right now, it's up to you to cross over to that. If you don't decide to respond right now, we'll move on with what else God wants to say. But if you decide to respond right now, now is your time. I want you to come up here. Glory to God. Hand me that microphone. Now, there's a role, come here, we're going to learn some things tonight. Is that okay?
Yeah.
There's a role that you play in this, all right? The role that you play in this is you pray for the utterance in English of what God wants to say to you. See, we're done with this system of church where you just kind of think you fall into it. There's a teaching in this. And if you don't ever do it, you won't ever do it. All right? So there's not a, okay, what if she gets up there and says the wrong thing? No. You are praying with her for the exact utterance.
Yes.
Do you understand what your role is? Is everybody awake? I need every person. Every person in the room. Everybody. This is an everybody thing. Your role is to be believing that what God wants to say is coming through the interpretation that she is going to give. Amen? Now, do you want to hear what God wants to say?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In estele anto kodele ata grushtele amambogobosana. No moste lebrama sundele etela e cabauco, o de estingere andala stata cavrusta, e glande lebrandolo satai, si ucugrusta amande ebocosta, zonolo sudere brebista, en crubra acai ide zote, ala ungolo brosteke, ala fraste. Broste le mandug de brasinde le etele, zotoshta a asta, kida la masoko do bosutu.
You're unstable. You're wavering. You're not hot. You're not cold. You're in a place where God doesn't intend for you to be. You're in the end times. And you're in the wrong place. You need to get out. God is calling you, but so is Satan. and you don't know what to do. There is a force in these days, and it's pushing you away from God. It's a strong force, but you need to learn that there's a stronger force, and you need to get on that side. You need to get with God. God's calling you. This is no game. The door is open. It's a new door. You haven't seen it, but it shouldn't be something you're afraid of. It should be something that you look forward to, that you're excited about. It's something that's going to get you out of the mess you got yourself in. God's never going to give up on you.
If that's you, now is your opportunity to respond. Here's the thing. There is no condemnation involved in that. But there is a definite, glory to God, there is a definite pull in two directions. And as we get closer to the consummation of this age, that pull, that current, is going to get stronger. And there's a current in the world, and there's a current in the kingdom. The kingdom current is stronger than the world's current. But the world's current is strong. The word of God declares that sin is pleasurable for a season. But here's the thing about the world's current. Once you decide to get out, you don't get out by your own might.
Right. That's right.
If you could have gotten out on your own, you'd have been out.
Yes.
Once you decide to get out, it is the hand of the sovereign Lord that gets you out. Somebody said, this ain't youth group like I envisioned it, like it was last 3 weeks ago. Like, what happened? There's a heavier mandate. So if that's you tonight and you know that you need to make a bold statement. Now, here's the thing. The carnal mind would think, well, if nobody responds, then that means she was wrong. No, that ain't true. That's the carnal mind. That's the carnal mind. The truth be told is now it's your decision. The ball is in your court. So if that's you and you want to make a decision right now to change streams, to get into the flow of what God is doing, I feel that in my spirit. I sense that this is not a salvation altar call. This is not about whether or not you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. This is not a salvation thing. This has everything to do with you knowing you're in the wrong boat.
Yeah.
Knowing you're in the wrong place. Hear what he said. Hear what he said. You know you're in the wrong place. Which means that you have a knowledge of Jesus. You have a knowledge of the love of God. You have a knowledge of who God is. You've accepted who God is. You've accepted Jesus. You've accepted that you are a child of God. You just find yourself in the pull of the wrong current. We're going to break the power of that current right now. If that's you, I want you to come on up here. See, glory to God. Y'all can take this away. We don't even need this thing anymore. Hallelujah. Yeah, I see that, God. I see that. Thank you, Father. glory to God. I want you to know something. I take preparing, almost couldn't say that word, the power of God is strong up here.
Amen.
The power of God is strong right now. I take preparing for Wednesday night extremely serious to the point to where sometimes I find myself typing out more notes than what I actually use. And tonight, the Lord just showed me a scripture, a passage of scripture, and had me praying over it for just the day. Literally the day. Just meditating over this passage of scripture. Pastor George preached from Hebrews chapter 12 this past Sunday morning about laying off every weight. Laying off the weight. And I'm gonna read that to you real quick. It's in Hebrews chapter 12 and it's verse 1. And it says this, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. And there's a comma. The weight is not synonymous to sin. There is a weight to sin. Sin is heavy, but sin is not the only weight. How do I know that's true? Well, I excelled in grammar. And the way it's written, it says, let us lay aside every weight, comma. Then there's a word there that says, and the sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Well, what is the race that has been set before us? The youth revival capital of the world. That's our race. That's our race. If you go to somebody else's church, then praise God. I hope and my prayer is that whoever the youth pastor is there, we are praying for that person that they would be able to articulate what the calling is for that ministry is for you so that you can get into the stream of that ministry's calling and run that race. If you go to a track meet, not everybody is a sprinter. Some folks run the long, the 400, the 500, the 600. Some people do the long jump, right? Some people pole vault, right? If you play lineman and you have to do track in the offseason, you probably shot put. Only the sports people got that. Everybody else is like, what is he talking about? I have no idea what he's talking about, right? But my point is not everybody has the same event. Not everybody is called to the same thing. What God has spoken concerning 1440 is youth revival capital of the world. Now, it's important that you learn not to be ashamed of your calling, but also not to think that everybody's going to have your calling and that everybody's going to understand your calling. Not everybody's going to understand or comprehend your calling. Not everybody is going to champion you in your calling. You just got to know what your race is. And you cannot run your race with weight. Sin is weighty. It will weigh you down. But even more so than sin will weigh you down, sin consciousness will weigh you down. Being conscious of sin. Not failing to understand that the work of Jesus is a redemptive work from the power of sin. Which means that when he died on the cross, he broke the power of sin to control you. He didn't just buy your forgiveness from sin. He bought your righteousness, which forgiveness from sin is one thing. But realizing that you are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus will bring you another dimension of power because you'll be able to operate effectively in the race that God has called you to. Everybody up here said amen. Everybody out there done went to sleep, all right? No, glory to God, because this is for you.
Yes.
All of you, anybody, if you are a you, it's for you.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal. This is the scripture that God had me just meditating over, just drinking it in, and I just want you to be able. This is what I want you to drink in tonight. You ready for this? Here we go. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Now listen to the Amplified Bible. It says that is why I remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan to flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by the means of the laying on of my hands with those of the elders of your ordination. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and crippling and fawning fear. But he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Being sin conscious will rob you of your ability to operate in power. And ultimately, it will breed in you a fear. Well, what is the fear? What if somebody finds out? What are they going to say? I'm on the worship team. I'm an usher. I want to be a leader. I'm supposed to be somebody. And if anybody ever understood or knew what I was dealing with, they might not let me do the thing that I think I'm called to do. Well, glory to God. I'm glad you're called to do it. But being the youth revival capital of the world is going to take you understanding that there's an intentional rolling over of the weight of sin consciousness. You have to make the decision to on purpose transfer the responsibility to the Lord. It also requires you to understand that he has given to you the ability, to move from the place that he has not ordained from you into the place that he has ordained for you. It's your decision. And I'm going to challenge you, and I'll tell you this. Don't trust your feeling. Don't trust your flesh. Don't trust your flesh. Don't trust your flesh. As a matter of fact, lift your hands toward heaven right now. Every person in this building, just stand up on your feet. Father, right now, I take authority over the lying spirit that would equate the supernatural with the natural and have us determine what is happening spiritually by what we feel naturally. Right now, God, we on purpose are renewed in the spirit of our mind. We change over our thought process to that of a supernatural thought process. Father, we look for and expect the manifestation of the supernatural. Right now, we look for and we expect the manifestation of the supernatural. We look for and we expect the manifestation of the supernatural. Say that. Say, I look for and I expect the manifestation of the supernatural. I look for and I expect the manifestation of the supernatural.
Supernatural. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
And so, Father, right now we receive the manifestation of the supernatural. We receive right now the manifestation of the supernatural. We receive the manifestation of the supernatural. We receive the current. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We receive the current of the super, the sweeping current of the supernatural. The sweeping current of the supernatural. That sweeping current of the Holy Ghost. That sweeping of your spirit, Father. Let your spirit sweep this place, God. Let it sweep over us, Father. Let it flow over us, God. Let it flow over us, God. Let it run all over us, God. Let it run all over us now. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord, I see. Yeah. We are going to lay hands on you.
Yes,
Father. And there are going to be those of you who make a decision. Who make a decision to step into the place of the supernatural. The moment you make that decision, God is going to show up. The moment you make that, let me re-say that. The moment you make that decision, God is going to meet that decision. He's already here. He has already shown up. But the moment you make that decision, He's going to meet that decision. And then you're going to have another choice to make. You can either allow Him to manifest, or you can decide to do what you've always done. There's an anointing in this place to take every person in this place to a new dimension in the spirit if you will receive it. If you will receive it. And so the current that you have been in right now is stopped. Thank you, Lord. I see that. I hear the Holy Spirit say, just like I interrupted the flow of the river. Just like I interrupted the flow of the river. Just as the river was stopped, I'm stopping the flow of the world in your life right now. And I'm giving you an opportunity to change streams. You have an opportunity to change streams. Now, young people, like I said, we're going to learn some things tonight. If you're in the audience, if you are still at your seat, you do not disengage right here. You do not, because this is for you just as much as it's for them. So I want to challenge you right now to press in. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, 1440. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The pull of the supernatural is stronger than the pull of the natural. Stir up the pull of the supernatural inside of you right now. You stir it up. You stir it up. You stir it up.
Thank you for listening to the 1440 podcast. If the Lord has ministered to you in a big way through this time, we want to hear about it. You can email us at testify@1440online.com.